So he said to ask them, he said, if I gave you houses full of good things, which thou buildest not, where am I? Did I lose my space? Oh, I'm on the wrong column. Full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells dig which thou diggest not, and vineyards, and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and am full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord. He said, tell them that I said, and I told you to ask them, if I gave you houses full of good things. See, this is a whole different sermon that I was working on because he gave me something different this morning. But this part was in it. He said, why? Everybody say, why? He said, tell them, if I gave you houses full of good things, I gave it to you. It's yours. Go out and possess it. Go out and find it. Go out and claim it. Go out and move into it, however I tell you to do. He said, why are you still living in your daddy's and your mama's and your grandmama's house? Why are you living in apartments when I have given you? He said, I want you to understand. It's not a put down. It's a wake up. Children say, it's a wake up. And he wants you to go to this word. Find out who he is. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And go get your stuff. You know, we sing that song. We used to sing it all the time. I'm going to the enemy's camp. Y'all want me to sing it? No. I'm going to the enemy's camp. Take back what he stole from me. Well, this is a year of restoration. Go get your house. I don't know why he had me to sell on houses, but go get your house. That one right there is mine. That's my spot. There's my lumber. There's my brick. There's my mortar. There's what I need. That's mine. And he just spoke this to me. He said, to tell you that you have examples sitting right in front of you. We had no house. We had no land. We had nothing. Went to Oklahoma. God gave us a house. Oh, glory. He gave us a house. No more rent. He gave us a house. And then he said, move. Move back to Mississippi. No house, no land. But my husband kept saying, if God give me the lumber, I'll build that house. Everybody say, he got up. And went to work. Can I have a tissue? He got up. God is saying, don't sit down doing nothing and wondering about what is and what isn't and what's going to be and how it's going to be. He said, now if you're on the prayer line in the morning, you know this. If you're on the prayer line in the morning, you need to get on. But if you hadn't been on the prayer line in the morning, buy the book, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. Read it. If you don't read well, say, Sally, let's read this book together and get through it. Jordan said, we're going to read the book. And he's going to climb up in my lap when we read the book. But he said, if you want to find the answers, you got to have the word. Say, I have to have the word. Who is this God? Who is this God? He said, if you want to answer, the light is in you. You pray it out in the Holy Ghost. Pray it out. And he gave to us this one morning. You know, it doesn't take you long to get from here to Huckle. Those of you who know where Huckle is. How many miles is it? 15? 8 miles to Huckle? It's a little further than 8. 10. Yeah, it's a little further than 8. But anyway, from here to Huckle, it doesn't take you long to get there. He said, so let's start praying these little baby short prayers. But if you're going to Chicago, my sister just moved back from Chicago. And she's come home many times, and she can tell you, coming, but going. After you get out of Memphis, you see that sign. It said 374 miles to Chicago. You know you got to keep on driving and keep on driving. And you get the boom leg. And you just got to keep on driving. And you get to keep on driving. And when you get to Cairo, it's Cairo, you got to keep on driving. Kathy's here too. And you keep on driving. But you're finally going to arrive in Chicago. And he said, if you'll keep praying and seeking my face, who is this God? He said, the light will shine. You will know exactly where your house is. You'll be driving down the road. And the Lord said, look at that. And you drive, oh. And he'll show you because he is the what? Light. I remember a few years back, we needed a roof on the house. I was going to West Point to my brother's to get my hair cut. And the man was on a trailer putting a top on. We had some people to come out and give an estimate. I passed by. He said, go back. I kept driving. I got to the turn to go to Curtis's house. He said, go back. I turned around and went back. Lo and behold, it was Mr. Reverend Evans in the story. Never met the man before. Amen. I started to say I'm going to make it short, but I got to finish. Who is this God? He says, why are you not possessing what I've given to you? Why are you not possessing your houses and your land? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 through 11. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, and a land of brooks of water and fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and a land of olives and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything. God said, I have brought you to a place. If you will take what you want, what you're supposed to have, you'll do what you're supposed to do. He said, you can live life without scarceness. He said, you can live life without scarceness. You can buy save always only because you want to, not because you have to. I say that because I got to that point. I don't like anything save always. Save always. Once in a while, I'll buy. You can live. Say, I can live without scarceness. When I take possession of what God has given to me. You better hear this word today. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord. Thou shalt what? Bless the Lord for the good land which he hath given thee. How many of you are going to go take possession of your land? Well, let's bless him now. Hallelujah. Oh, we got people sitting up here who're not going to take possession of anything. Shout hallelujah. God is giving you this opportunity to take possession. Listen, it's not a put down. It's not a put down. We had a two-bedroom mobile home. It burned. We just moved in with my parents. We didn't ask them. At least he asked. We didn't ask them. We just moved in. Like we belong there. God told us to go to Oklahoma. We didn't own anything. We were thinking we had to rent this great big thing to go move. One of the regular little U-Hauls held everything we had, and that included a couch Mama gave us. Our children slept on the floor for weeks. Amen, Therese and Kenny. Before we were able to go to the thrift store and buy a mattress. And then it was on the floor. No bed rail. Now, I'm going to tell you, part of this was because I and my husband, but me, talk about me, was not a good manager of money. It wasn't that the money didn't come in. I just didn't know how to spend it. I didn't know how to save it. That's what. But that's another story.